This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, everybody. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Hey, I'll just go ahead and tell you, there's really no point in trying to call right now for the next half hour because our phone bank is full and you're not going to get on the air. So just listen to the show and enjoy it. I don't mean to be negative here, but I want people to waste their time because we got seven calls and there's no way we'd get through all that in 30 minutes.
I don't think trying to get on our program is ever a waste of time, but you are right. We have six lined up.
Right. All right. First time callers.
Yes.
And that's what first time caller Friday is. Tim here with Ed and JJ. Friday. What's today? Friday, the whatever it is.
January 24th.
January 24th. All right.
Hey, quick mention.
Yeah.
A few days ago, the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, President Trump pardoned 25 pro-lifers, including a 75-year-old lady with poor health, sitting quietly in the lobby of an abortion, a Planned Parenthood clinic, and, you know, languishing in jail, prison, yeah. Some of these, just for wanting to encourage a frightened woman to choose life. The Biden administration, a hatred for the pro-life community, all these other things. But he said goodbye to DEI. He's a champion for life. J.D. Vance is going to be speaking, I understand, at the March for Life. And just all of these things, our neighborhoods are going to be safer. Over 500 of these violent criminals rounded up by
ICE.
Mr. Holman.
I think he already has a press secretary, JJ. But, I mean, if you want to give it a go. She's a 27-year-old articulate blonde. I don't think you're going to get her job.
Listen, I'm excited about this new golden age, new golden era.
All right, you're listening to amen to everything you said, JJ, amen. And we've been talking about that on our Monday through Thursday show. Where are we with this? We need to reset our questions or not?
Yeah, you said we'd reset our questions.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Okay. All right, I have three questions remaining. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April 1968. Who shot him? Who assassinated Martin Luther King? Second question, the modern game of soccer originated in the nation of Brazil. Is that true or false? And third question, in which sport can you win the Davis Cup? That's all I've got.
The nation of Thailand. What did it used to be called? Prior to 1949, what was the name of Thailand? Second question, who led the mission known as the Boston Tea Party? And this is a household name for history buffs, patriots. Third question, which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that said, the buck stops here? You've heard that phrase, but do you remember which president it was?
My question, my lone remaining question is this. What is the most popular spice in the world? It's the most traded spice in the world. I mean, this is the top moneymaker. What is the most popular spice in the world? I want to know the answer to that. Ed, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Kentucky, and Fred is on the line. Fred, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Doing great.
Yeah, we're blessed, buddy. How are you, Fred? Is this my buddy from Campbellsville, Kentucky?
No, it's Fred from Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
Well, you could still be friends.
That's right.
Be friends.
Fred, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I'm going to do both.
Hey, Fred. Hey, babe, I'm just curious, Fred. You know where Man of War Church is?
I know where Man of War Boulevard is. I live about 272 feet from it.
Okay. Well, our good friend there is a pastor.
Yeah. Mitch. Mitchell.
Toll.
Mitchell Toll. He was an artist. Now he's a pastor, and he's a
the church is called Man of War Church. Man of War Church there in Lexington, KY. All right, Fred asked.
I know where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, great
right
church.
Man of War, isn't it?
Man of War, yeah, Man of War Church.
Yeah, they have a jellyfish on their sign right there on the boulevard, so
really?
You can't miss it.
No,
I'm
the
just
jellyfish.
Yeah. I'm just Man of War Middle jellyfish. It was a joke. Apparently has seen its better day.
You guys must be experts on Kentucky.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was born and raised there in Owensboro.
So how do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky, Louisville or Louisville?
It's not Frankfurt.
JJ knows
that.
You
got it right.
Yeah. You got it pretty early.
Fred, that was trying to trick us there, didn't you,
yeah,
Fred?
Yeah,
you would have got me.
Yeah.
Would have got me hook, line, and sinker.
Curveball at you.
Yeah. That was a good curveball.
I had already swung at it, Fred, and missed it.
Hey, Fred, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the question about Thailand. Since I visited Thailand, I know a little bit about it.
Wonderful. What was the nation of Thailand known prior to 1949?
Oh, the Swami says Siam.
Siam. Yeah, and a little backstory on that. I did some research.
Dr. Seuss renamed it.
It was named by Dr. Seuss. He named it Siam Iam, but they just called it Siam. No,
was there a movie, The King of Siam? Was that with Yul Brynner?
Fred may know.
I think Yul was in that one.
Yeah, it was called The King of Siam. It was a musical.
Yeah, so Siam, I'm telling people when they heard it, you're going to remember that because you're like, Thailand, that's all we've ever known. But then you go, oh, I have heard of Siam.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, they say that's beautiful. I've got a nephew that went there on his honeymoon. Is it a pretty place, like they say?
It is gorgeous, and the weather is wonderful because it's got two seasons.
Two seasons.
What are they?
Yeah, hot and hotter.
Oh, man. Well, hey, what's your question for us, Fred?
Well, under Article 14, mm-hmm. why was the prosecution of any J6 person was accused of a crime illegal?
Under what now?
The United States Constitution, Article 14, the Amendment 14.
I'm thinking about the right to assemble, because that's we the people, that's the people's house. You know, most everybody was arrested just for trespassing, but that's our house. And they were just out there on the lawn, the ones that didn't go inside. Is that something about our freedom to assemble, guys?
That would have been First Amendment.
Right.
I would have thought it'd be the Sixth Amendment is the right to a speedy trial. I'm not sure about
that. They didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
Labeled as terrorist.
Yeah.
What's the answer, Fred?
The last portion of Article 14, Section 1 of the Amendment to the Constitution is nor deny any person within his jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So if in Washington, D.C., just across the street, thugs ransacked the church and were not prosecuted, then theoretically you couldn't prosecute people for going across the street at the Capitol and, quote, ransacking it.
That's good. Yes, like sir.
It. Hey, Fred, thank you. Great question, and hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio.
All right. You're listening to AFR, American Family Radio. As Ed just said, I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And we are here every Friday. We, you know, like to have some fun, do some learning, do some education, all those things to make you, as Ed says. Ed, you haven't given our mission statement. I mean, I did sort of right there, but you have it down. Would you share that with our listeners?
Our mission is to make our students smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And since you're quoting from our brochure, we got a couple of scholarship availabilities for our curling team. And if you guys
looking forward
good,
to the Olympic Games,
if you're handy with a broom and want to get out on the ice and swish a broom back and forth real fast to keep the little cylinder moving in the right direction.
Right.
We got a place for you.
I'm going to talk to my wife. She's very handy.
Right. You didn't go there.
And absolutely, we separate girls and boys.
Yes.
The showering areas
absolutely.
And changing.
We don't mess. None of that foolishness from us.
Not anymore. I mean, we got a new sheriff in town. So, and with our virtual scholarship offer that we're making here.
Curling.
Learning University.
Right here. Our curling team. We need a coach. We haven't been able to get a coach, but you need to be able to teach.
We haven't been able to keep a coach.
Right. You need to have a curling coach that can teach math and history. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not a big, you know what I'm saying?
Not
we
don't a big have a college.
We don't have a big budget yet for that kind of thing.
Coach is going to be able to teach science class.
Right. And drive a bus.
And drive a school bus.
And when he starts the class, he's got to be flexible because somebody's going to come to the door and say, Coach, we need you for a second. And he tells the class, just read page 46. Yes. And he disappears and may or may not come back before class is over.
Who's next?
All right. We go to Mississippi and Jason is on the line. Jason, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Can y'all hear me?
We can. Jason, where do you live in Mississippi?
I am from Laurel.
Okay. Well, listen, good to hear from you, my friend. Did you know Richard Hetrick?
Yes, I know Richard.
Yeah, real champion. Hey, and then we just drove through there last weekend. We were thinking about that Fixer Upper show that's put you guys on the map. Have you ever met that couple?
Fixer Upper, is it?
No, but I don't know the name of it. But you know,
Hometown.
Yeah, you know those that couple. They seem really nice. And the guy I hear used
everybody
to be,
seems really nice on TV.
the guy
got to really know somebody.
The guy used to be a youth pastor. But have you met that couple?
I have not met them, but I have run into them from time to time, like in a store or something.
Yeah, you run into people in Dollar General. It's hard not to.
Absolutely, and we got one on every corner.
You better believe it. Hey, Jason, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I want to answer. I want to answer the one about the buck stops here.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here"?
It was a favorite quote of Ronald Reagan, but Harry Truman had it on his desk.
Harry Truman. Did you guys remember which president? Harry Truman.
Harry S. Truman, fellas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What does the S stand for?
Yeah.
Sam I Am.
I don't think it was an actual name.
They just threw it in for good measure.
Yeah.
Thought it'd help him get elected president.
I'm serious. I think it's.
No, like, it was just S.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom, when she came over to this country from Greece when she was 11 years old with her family, and she didn't have a middle name. So they gave her, I'm telling the truth, Stella, their first name, and Fotopoulos, her last name. And they gave her, because you had to have a middle initial, they gave her N for no name.
Wow.
All right.
I'm on piggyback. Tagliano. Yeah. Family heritage.
I'm going to piggyback on what Ed said. Mayflower came over. Not one person on the Mayflower had a middle name.
Hmm.
Look it up.
Really?
Not
that
one would've, person
that
had
have been a
middle
a great
name.
Great trivia
I think
question.
I used it, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. Not
oh,
one
that's
person,
all right.
Not
so
one
did they
person.
Turn them away?
No. Back then, the computers, they didn't have as much of they weren't so jacked up with you know, kick stuff out. So
yeah.
Computers wouldn't kick you out for not having a middle initial or a middle name.
When the Mayflower
days. That's right.
And the Giuseppe and the Luigi.
Yeah, exactly.
We got lost. All right, Jason, really? what's your question for us?
I don't have a question.
All right, kind of like not having a middle name.
Yeah.
You know?
Jason, have a great weekend. Stay warm there in Laurel, just south of you guys. Man, that got 8 inches of snow. That's remarkable.
In Laurel?
Below them. All across
right there
Gulfport,
the Gulf of America.
New Orleans.
The blizzard.
The blizzard. 8 inches of snow. You see these pics with 8 inches of snow
on the
beach.
Yeah.
Mobile, I know, got 8.
Yeah, right there on the Gulf of America.
6. You know, that's in the book of Revelation. A lot of people don't know that. Look in there, chapter 15.
If it's not, it should be.
Well, folks, you better get your lives right, I can tell you.
Right, because you got a snow blizzard and
on the Gulf of America.
On the Gulf Coast. Times are ending. But go ahead, Ed. Who's
all right,
next?
Let's go. We're going back to Kentucky.
Back to Kentucky.
And Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on. It's kind of unusual for the fact that this is the first time I've ever tried to call, and I got through in the first round.
Wow.
Wow.
Here's what you need to do, Jim. As soon as this show is over, you go buy yourself an Amish lottery ticket, because the Amish Powerball is up to 4 dozen eggs. And since you're on a streak, a lot of people aren't comfortable with that.
You don't
want
to be streaking, though.
Yeah, you're going to have to drive over there. You're not going to be able to purchase one online, obviously. But you drive out there to the Amish community and get yourself a scratch-off ticket. While you're, because look how lucky you are so far.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, of course I'm just kidding, and I don't do the lottery and don't recommend that. Jim, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the assassination of Martin Luther King.
All right, here's the question, Jim. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April 1968. Who shot him?
James Earl Ray.
Whoa! James Earl Ray is correct. Mm. Jim, that was the mystery question. You answered it correctly. By the way, I was clapping for Jim answering it, not for, obviously, the assassination. That was just some history. Did you have to look that up, or did you just remember?
I just remembered. Unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember stuff like that.
Yeah, sir. Sad day for America.
Is he, did he, James Earl Ray, did he died in prison, right?
Yes, I think so.
I believe he did.
In Tennessee, I want to say.
Now, Sirhan Sirhan, who shot Robert F. Kennedy, he's still alive in prison.
Really? In California, I think.
In California, and the Kennedy family, including RFK Jr., have all petitioned the court to have him released, but they won't let him out.
Why do they want to let him come out?
He's in his 80s, and they said they don't want him to die in there. So,
well, that's merciful.
Yes, it is. All right, that means
want to clean up the mess.
Jim, that means you have won the AFR ball cap. Make sure when we're through with you on the air that you hang on. We'll put you on hold, get your information, and we'll send you a cap.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Do you have you said you had a question for us?
Yeah, what is the only truck that doesn't move?
Oh, all right, hang on.
Marine. This is at the top, of the flagpole on the Marine
base. Yeah.
Exactly right.
It's called a truck at the top of the flagpole, right?
Uh-huh, that's it.
Are you a Marine?
No, I'm Army.
Army, okay. Well, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Jim?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jim, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy will get your information, and we'll get the AFR ball cap out to you shortly.
I should ask what part of Kentucky, but I'll just wait. I'll see him at the family reunion this coming summer.
Hey, but the state capital of Kentucky, a lot of people think it's Lexington or Louisville, but it's not.
It's Frankfort.
Frankfort.
Yeah.
Which is a small town somewhere between Louisville and Lexington, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got a quick story about that. So my brother was 1 year older than me, one grade ahead. Their field trip, they went to Mammoth Cave, and everybody before them, I said, I can't wait. We went to Frankfort. They changed it. Then the next grade, you know, that was like the sixth grade trip, then the seventh, then the ninth grade, they went to Angel Mounds or went somewhere really cool, and I said, oh, this is going to be so much fun because everybody's been talking about it for years. We went to Frankfort.
Again?
Then we had another couple of grades, and everybody went somewhere really cool, Nashville or something, and we went to Frankfort.
JJ, I think you were meant to be the governor of the state of Kentucky,
well,
but it just never happened.
I can tell you, when you're a kid in the sixth, seventh, eighth,
I know.
That's not.
You want to go to Mammoth Cave?
Oh, my word.
You don't want to go look at a Capitol building?
I was in my 30s before I went to Mammoth Cave, and I just, because I was so excited. You don't mind going on the bus if you can go spelunking.
Right, do something cool.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Texas, and Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, Professor.
Hey, Brother Steve, where are you calling from?
Calling from Flower Mound.
Okay.
It's about 30 minutes north of Dallas.
I got you. Well, listen.
Just about everything in Texas now is 30 minutes
north
away
of Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah. It'd be a great country song, by the way. All right, Steve, ask, answer, or both?
I'll try both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'll try the Davis Cup.
All right, Steve. In which sport can you win the Davis Cup?
Don't know for sure, but I'm going to shoot for yachting.
No.
That was a good guess.
That is a good guess, actually.
What?
5 minutes left. You want to give it, Ed?
All right. No? Yeah, that'd be fine.
Let him have a second guess.
All right, take a second guess.
Swing it. You fouled that one off.
I did have a second guess. Second was tennis.
Tennis is correct.
Oh, nicely done.
I was going to say tennis. Yeah, tennis.
What is for yachting? What is, there is a cup, I think.
America's Cup, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe
that sounds
America's
right.
Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
So, well, I think Gulf of America's Cup. I think but they changed the name of it to Gulf of America.
America's Cup.
But it is called America's Cup.
Yep.
You see them yachting. They'll be reported in. You don't ever hear about that kind of thing hardly until that race, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Steve, what's your question for us?
Okay, sort of a it's got what is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 2/4 goat?
That's one of them Spanish things there that's right next to the pyramids in Egypt. tour guide, yeah. That's the first place they take you.
Yeah.
And you don't want to buy nothing unless you negotiate because they'll start off trying to sell it to you way too high. You keep talking to them or you start to walk away, you can get it for nearly nothing.
Steve, repeat your question real quick. I'm trying to.
All right. It's what is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 2/4 goat?
I've been to that restaurant. When I was over in the Middle East, you don't ever want to just point to the picture on the menu and say, I'll take that, because you got tummy trouble that you won't get over in a day or two.
I would just say, Steve, I don't think you should talk about your mother-in-law like that.
Hey, what's the answer? We're low on time. I'm gobbling up all her time.
All right, sure. The answer is Chicago.
But you're gonna have to kind of flesh that out.
Hey, this isn't an ethnic jokes, is it? That's inappropriate, right?
No.
Okay,
chicken,
all right.
C-H.
No. The first three letters
C-H-I.
Are C, which is 3/7 of chicken.
Then
C-A is 2/3 of cat, and for the C-A, and then G-O is 2/4 of goat. G-O.
That's a pretty interesting riddle.
Yeah, you know, but where's the R? Steve?
Chicago.
Said the Southern boy.
We don't talk like that in the South here.
Said the Southern boy. I love it. Well played.
Thank you. All right, Steve. That's a great riddle there. Thank you so much. We are out of time. We're going to have to get to Katie next week, okay? So, Katie in Kentucky, we will get your phone number, and you'll be first up next Friday.
And it was not Katie's fault. It's kind of a fire marshal thing. We had too many people from Kentucky on the program. We went over our limit.
Yeah. It was Kentucky Day, no doubt.
Yes. We had probably 3 or 4, maybe 5.
The answers to your
questions. All right. The modern game of soccer originated in the nation of Brazil, guys. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say yes.
True.
It's false. It originated in Britain.
What?
And because the British Empire was so widespread, that's how it got to India.
Oh, wow.
All these other places.
Yeah. Who led the mission known as the Boston Tea Party?
I'm going to guess Sam Adams.
Sam Adams.
Tim? I thought you were going to say who let the dogs out. you had me going there for a minute.
Yeah.
What is the most popular spice in the world, guys?
Salt.
I'm going to say pepper.
Black pepper.
Black pepper.
There are different kinds of peppers.
Right.
Black pepper is known as the king of spices due to its widespread use across different cuisines.
And you got Kodiak pepper, of course. It's yes. Kind of centrally located.
It's pretty big.
Pepper has a lot of antioxidants. Do you know that?
Hey, right? I'm going to be at Smithville Baptist Church tomorrow afternoon, wild game dinner. No tickets required. Sticking around to preach on Sunday morning, Smithville Baptist Church in Smithville, Mississippi. You're invited.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio. We'll see you back Monday.